When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Don't forget Brian Robinson Jr. from the Washington Commanders will join us coming up at 9 o'clock. That's just about 35 minutes from now. Keep listening for him. So we wanted to get into this, the discussion about sliding in the NFL, because it's been a big topic this week in the wake of the Trevor Lawrence concussion, that vicious hit that he took in the game against the Houston Texans. And we have some audio of Rex Ryan talking about sliding and how effective it is. And is it the right move for quarterbacks in 2024?
I am so sick and tired of seeing people teach, you know, hey, slide. When you're running out here, you slide. The hell you do. Not when you're going full speed down the field and a defender's coming full speed at you. You don't slide. I can see this happens over and over and over again. All you have to do is watch every Saturday college football. 2 to 3 of these happen every single week. I'm sick and tired of it. You are not protecting your quarterback when you teach him how to slide when it's not in the open field. Open field, of course, that's great. Absolutely not here. If you want to get a concussion, you slide like this when contact's coming.
What should they be taught to do?
They should be taught to dive at the ankles of the defender or run the football and keep your head out of it. I would take the ankles of the defender. Run right there, dive at his ankles. Immediately, the guy's going to go to protect himself. He's not worried about tackling you. Look, the kid, absolutely, it was awful. All right, and yes, he's going to be suspended and things. But this happens all the time when a guy's just trying to make a tackle. All right, this is a big quarterback running here. Like, I am so sick and tired of it. Let's put a film together and actually teach our young quarterbacks how to protect themselves. I'm sick and tired of it.
I think I agree with him.
It's kind of,
and I was kind of alluding to it earlier.
Is that kind of what Jaden does? I know it looks awkward, but he just gives himself up, and he kind of barrel rolls into the lower portion of the defender.
Right, and like, we're all mocking him for not sliding, but he's actually
It's the smartest thing you could do your head's not exposed.
Right.
It's not right there to get picked off. And then, honestly,
I think Lamar is the best at it.
He's taught to dive head first.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's the best, too, because if you slide, the progress stops as soon as you begin your slide.
And if you go forward, you get more.
You, like, almost gain 2 yards.
Right.
Yeah. I think Lamar is so good at it. And, I mean, the only big hits Lamar takes usually is in the pocket. He doesn't take a lot of huge hits when he's scrambling around, getting outside the pocket. He's just perfected that. I think Jaden's going to get better. You're kind of seeing that over the last few weeks. But the Trevor Lawrence thing was just
bad. The problem is that you have Kenny Pickett at Pitt, and you have what Mahomes does, where you're almost kind of baiting.
It's a fake slide.
It's not a fake slide, but it's almost like, uh-oh, he's getting ready to go down, let's all pull up, and then all of a sudden he puts it back into third gear and starts gaining more yardage that way.
I watched a video of a defender who thought the guy was about to slide, and so he pulled up and just went right by, and then the next guy popped the quarterback. It's a tough spot. Aziz Al-Shahir apologized to Trevor Lawrence, and I was watching, I think it was Emmanuel Acho, who was saying, not a dirty hit, illegal hit. I don't think there was malicious intent there.
And when you see
the hit, you know, he did it with his forearm, but he did launch himself.
And that's where he got in trouble. Because he kind of launched, it was bang, bang, launched himself almost to the point where it's hard to stop yourself right before you're thinking, I'm about to dive at this guy. Or, you know,
and there are some times where the guy's going full speed, and then they pull up, and then the quarterback,
of course,
like Mahomes, is a master at it, where he fakes like he's about to slide, or fakes like he's going to go out of bounds.
Using the sideline kind of as a deke to either get a 15-yard hit or pull up and have them pull up, and then all of a sudden you eke out 5-10.
Well, Mahomes is like he's the master of that. Like he'll fake that he's going out, or he'll slow down, and then he'll pick up another 10 yards down the sideline because guys either dive at him or they pull up because they're afraid of hitting him near the sideline.
And you're also, as a defender, you're taught hitting the quarterback is good.
Right.
You want to hit the quarterback.
Yeah, of course.
So your entire life is...
When I'm out of the game.
I mean, it's a stat. QB hits is a stat.
Yeah.
I will say, I do think that by and large, I get infuriated when they get called for there was one even this week where they get called for, you know, excessive hitting or whatever the hell they call is. Whatever the call is. What do they call that?
Unnecessary roughness.
And the guy, it's like, he hits him maybe a split second late, but he's still like, he kind of backs off when he's falling. Like, they're taught to back off, like, when they bring him to the ground.
I think the body weight sack is the most infuriating. Sometimes they sack a quarterback, but I guess you're not supposed to land with your full body weight on
him. Yeah, so the guys are all hitting him, and then they're all, like, doing this.
You're supposed to be able to maneuver.
I give him tremendous credit for it.
Yeah.
I will say, I do think it's probably reduced the impact a little bit.
They just don't want these scale quarterbacks in the game. That's what the whole thing is. They don't want to have Mac Jones on the field.
There was a game, I think it was the Commanders game. Didn't somebody, like, borderline suplex somebody and slam them down to the turf?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's going to be a penalty. And they didn't throw a flag. I was shocked. I was like, well, that's definitely
going to be. Sometimes they miss it. Yeah.
Or they just decide not to call it and they swallow their whistle.
Yeah.
Like, that whole range of penalties needs to be under the microscope
but
over the next
few seasons.
Getting
back to the Lawrence thing, when you are sliding like that, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's 6'6".
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think Trevor Lawrence should be sliding, but whatever. He took that hit, and the reason he got concussed is because his helmet hit the ground.
Bounced.
It wasn't the defender hitting him with his body, hitting into his head or his
head wouldn't have hit the... I'm assuming, I haven't looked at it in slow motion the way...
If he didn't get hit. No, I agree.
Yeah, initiated it.
But that's what I'm saying. If he just takes a regular hit as a tackle, he's still in the game. Because that guy's not going to knock him out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lawrence is a big dude.
Yeah, it's a good argument. I like it. You're a big dude. You can withstand the punishment.
Kyler Murray, he's got to get
himself.
Down.
Yeah.
I don't know, though, that Rex Ryan is accurate on the number of concussions from sliding.
He said
if you watch college football, you see two or three every weekend.
Late hits. He means late hits. No,
that's the case.
Yeah. College football, even in the Nubs MAC conferences, you see it all the time. They get crushed in college football.
They get killed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to argue. No, I'm telling you, I generally agree with what he's saying.
Especially because in college football, quarterbacks run a lot more in college than they do in the NFL.
Well, and also, in college football, if you get a flagrant, you're kicked out of the game. Not in the NFL.
No, you just get suspended after the fact.
Or fined.
Right. But no, it happens a lot in college.
Have they said how long the guy's suspension is going to be yet?
Not yet.
I didn't see it.
What do you think, two or three games, and then they'll probably peel it, maybe knock one off, maybe? I don't know.
You know, it's been an awful year for Jacksonville, clearly because of their record, but Lawrence has had a bad year. Their defense is awful. Didn't they play at least two games over in Europe?
They play
didn't
back
they play back to back games?
Yes.
Back to back.
I mean, they're over in Europe for 2 weeks.
ETN's had a bad season. Like, it's just been it's been bad all the way around.
Coaching staff's going to be gone.
Like, the only bright spot, I think, in their entire season has been Brian Thomas Jr. is a stud.
Right.
At wideout. But they just can't, they can't get the ball effectively.
Right.
Because Trevor's either getting knocked out or you have Mac Jones under center.
What is the stat you gave me during one of the breaks about a receiver who could have, I guess it was
Brian Thomas Jr.
No, you said Odunze.
Oh, Odunze, he gets targeted all the time down the field by Caleb Williams, but he's so inaccurate down the field that he has all these what are called unrealized air yards, where if he was connecting, he'd be grabbing like 70-yard passes with regularity. Because Caleb, that's his deep threat. Because Keenan Allen, he's old and runs underneath routes.
He's just missing him.
DJ Moore, look at his average depth of target. It's like 2 yards. He catches screens all the time. The big play guy is Odunze.
And he's just missing him.
He's just missing him.
Yeah.
He did on the last play.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving.
Same kind of thing happened with Brian Thomas.
Yeah.
Like, he's getting either overthrown by or underthrown by Mac Jones or Trevor Lawrence in these games. Like, if he had a real quarterback, a decent quarterback, he'd probably have 10 touchdowns.
Well, Rex Ryan may be right, but what do? You don't outlaw the slide, do you?
I don't know. Maybe
he's basically saying it's on the quarterbacks to change their behavior.
Yeah, I don't think you can outlaw something like that if you think it's appropriate. Like you said, in the middle of the field,
well, like the quarterback's coaches,
fine.
Like if it seems like you're getting injured less by diving head first instead of sliding head first,
start
they
teaching
should be
that.
Drilled that during every practice. Just that becomes your default setting.
Did you hear D'Amico Ryan's kind of blaming Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars for teaching the slide?
No, I want to hear it. I'd love to hear that.
We stand behind Aziz and everything, you know, that came from that. Of course, he unfortunately hit on the quarterback. But it's also, it's twofold, right? I mean, a lot of the quarterbacks in this day and age, they try to take advantage of the rule where they slide late and they try to get an extra yard. And now you're a defender, a lot of onus is on the defender, right? Whether it's on the sideline or where it's on the quarterback, you don't know what a guy's thinking. You don't know if a guy's standing up and he's continuing to run. You don't know. And then you get a late slide and you hit the guy. Unfortunately that Trevor got hurt. We want hope Trevor is okay, but it's also if we're sliding, we have to get down. If we're getting out of bounds, we get out of bounds. And that rule is there to protect the quarterbacks. And we want our quarterbacks to be safe in the league. So we just have to be safe. If we're sliding, make sure we're keeping our heads down. So, and the entire thing is, you know, Aziz is the guy, but their sideline overreacts. And it turns out and turns into a melee. It wasn't our guys. It's their team overreacted, pushed our guy, dragging our guy to the sideline. So that's uncalled for on that side. We have to be better on the sidelines as well. Both team.
I mean, it sounds like classic victim blaming. You say, "Well, you got to get your head down quicker." He was sliding. He was in the act of sliding, and the dude tries to take his head off.
It's a bang bang play.
I understand it's quick.
You can't avoid it. It's football. Every guy in the league's hurt, besides maybe some kickers and punters. Mm-hmm. But every guy in the league, especially
our kickers, hurt.
Well, it's true. But after 14 games or 12 games, whatever they played, everyone's hurt.
Yep. Everybody's banged up.
I play golf. I can barely stand up after.
I went to sleep and I still have a crick in my neck. I didn't even do anything physical.
Did Valdez rub your shoulders?
No, I need to do that during the break. Maybe he'll work his magic.
Do a little homoerotic like massaging.
If it gets rid of the pain in my back,
whatever it takes.
It can be as homoerotic as he wants.
I can't remember when Tua got that first major concussion when he was sacked and he was slammed to the ground back. He fell back that way.
Yeah.
But the second one he got when he was out for went to IR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wasn't he diving?
I'm trying to
remember.
I don't think he was sliding.
I think he was diving.
Can't remember.
Pretty sure.
Hey, Jason, I just got a text.
Not foolproof.
From my buddy Tim.
Yeah.
He says he wants you to move your laptop because he just saw your available balance on your M&T bank.
You're kidding.
No. Shocker, Jason was checking it.
Does it have eight figures?
Hold on.
That's
a major problem. You can't have his laptop.
Why is he
on
looking
TV?
At it?
Because
he's watching the
Hold
show,
on,
dummy.
That's going to get like, all your account information. Dude, you got to get on top of that.
I don't think
you're
about just, it.
You know what?
The last thing I think about is dumb cameras.
I know. When your identity's stolen.
I look at it every single day.
What about when you're looking at all that porno?
I don't do that. You do that.
No, but I know that there's no cameras behind me.
Yeah, you're lucky. Maybe we have to switch seats.
What are your two computers on right now?
NBA standings, NFL standings.
Right. There you go.
Was this balance a show?
Like, I think it was a show. That's why he texted me.
Yeah.
I don't care. It doesn't happen. You can't get my account number off of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Who knows?
No chance.
Now everyone's going to be
back. Now he's back on it.
Yep.
Yeah. I go on it every single day.
Yep.
Every single day. Gotta I got to find out what my daughter's
gotta
charging.
Keep that money in house.
Yeah.
That's right.
Got to keep tabs on it
most
all times.
Most calculated guy I've ever met.
I'm gonna put a sheet of paper over that camera.
Yeah. You need to put tape. They get that trap. They can't do that.
It's the overhead shot. He's got his computer like open to the whole room.
So you
got
to figure it out somehow. Maybe you need to change the way you sit. Yeah,
it's not the camera behind him.
Which one is this one
over there?
That one?
Yeah, I don't think that guy saw your balance.
So I can, if I just turn it that way, am I right?
Yeah. You got to.
All right. Well, if that's the case, and that's easy, I'll just turn it this way.
You're good to go. Yeah. All right, don't forget, in just about 20 minutes, Brian Robinson Jr. from the Washington Commanders.
I can't believe that's the first time anybody's said that.
Yep.
It's on every single day.
Siphoning money off you.
Be careful over there.
Yeah.
All right, don't forget, B-Rob will join us coming up at 9 o'clock here on The Junks.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.